Spain is one of the countries worst hit by the coronavirus, and the number of healthcare workers in Spain infected with the virus is particularly high. They blame the government for the lack of basic protective equipment, as Lucia Benavides reports.
Every night at 8 p.m., people all over Spain go to their windows and balconies and applaud. It's a show of gratitude towards the healthcare workers putting in long hours to fight the coronavirus epidemic. Marina Alcoz says doctors like her appreciate the gesture, but hopes it sheds light on hospitals' working conditions. Spain's healthcare system is being held up by its workers, she says, who are at the hospital almost nonstop. Alcoz is an obstetrician in a hospital in Manresa, about an hour outside of Barcelona. She says there's a lack of equipment there. Test kits, ventilators, intensive care unit beds, even basic protective gear for medical staff. And that's the case all over Spain.
Ha sido una falta de previsión total.
Emergency physician Tomás Toranzo says the country was not prepared for this. He works in a hospital in Salamanca, in western Spain. During a state of emergency, the central government is responsible for supplying medical equipment and material to public hospitals. But Toranzo, who's also the president of the Spanish Confederation of Medical Unions, says Madrid isn't doing enough.
Es un gobierno que ha estado mintiendo continuamente.
The government is constantly lying, he says. They promise more material, but it doesn't come. He says the number of coronavirus cases is much higher than the official count, because there isn't enough testing. Spain's public healthcare system has often been ranked one of the best in the world. It's free to anyone living in Spain. But after the 2008 economic crisis, the Spanish government cut billions from budgets, resulting in the loss of trained staff and capacity. And now, intensive care units across Spain are being overwhelmed.
Les quiero anunciar hoy que España ha cerrado con China.
Spain's Health Minister Salvador Illa announced last week a $480 million deal with Chinese companies to buy surgical masks, gloves, and rapid test kits. But many of the test kits proved faulty and were returned. Rocío de Paz, who works in emergencies and primary care in a Barcelona hospital, says new material is arriving, but it's not keeping up with the number of patients. What makes me angry, she says, is having people die because the system is overwhelmed. De Paz says the hospital's protocols are changing every day, sometimes several times a day. She's working more than ever and says she's feeling emotionally exhausted, and she doesn't want to be labeled a hero. She says the Spanish government is romanticizing her work to hide that they did too little, too late. You don't feel like a hero, she says. You feel like you've been invited to a war and left to fend for yourself. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Benavides in Moyá, Spain.